is destiny. Destiny is defined as your future or the preordained path of your life. Welcome to Filipinotastic. I'm Miko Santos. Destiny is real or not, but for Barry and Hervel de Remdes, came an unexpected event that will last forever.
Hindi ka maniniwala, Mike, paano? But then, sige, kukwento. Kasi, worked kami before sa Singapore as, OFW. And then, there was one time na na-hire kami pareho to work for a photo shoot for yung wedding destination of one hotel in Singapore. But then, hindi pa kami friends na, hindi pa kami, like, as if nothing. So, yung photo shoot na yun is for wedding magazine and wedding ad ng hotel. So, like, parang kinasal talaga kayo. You know, like, may mga prenup photoshoot, merong actual wedding ceremony. So, doon kami nagsimula. That was 2011. Noong kami naging friends, naging close, and then I'll say, will you marry me? After 4 years yun, totoo nagpakasal na kami. So like, tinutuo na namin.
Richer and purpurer.
So richer and purpurer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Today and always.
Today and always.
Till death.
Till death.
Do us part.
Do us
part. But in 2011, as they started living in Singapore as Filipino overseas worker, tension escalate on the foreign worker situation.
I cannot understand what SIEC is trying to do lah. Why are the Filipinos still here when we are losing our jobs? And we are doing the same work at lower pay, but they are still in existence. And they are still working until this very day.
The fact that this Filipino can be paid more and they still employ him, there must be a special reason, otherwise it doesn't make sense to me. I do not believe SATs are doing something stupid because they must produce results. If we get rid of all foreign workers because we've got this unemployed Singaporeans who must be employed, I think our economy will go down in a tailspin. This is a bad period. We've got to go through it. We'll go through it and we'll come up.
Barry and Herbel decided to find another place that will give his family a stable place and found Australia.
Barry, 3 years kami nag-work sa Singapore and at the end of our contract, that was the time na kasi GFC 2008, di ba? Ang effect niya sa economy, staggered eh. Hindi siya yung automatic eh. So, by the time 2010-2011, nangyayari is nagkakaroon ng, hindi yung unrest, but parang complaints yung mga local nila na napakaraming foreign workers in Singapore. Na, kasi for them to compare, like sila, they're earning the same salary as foreign workers. But then, dahil sila, nagsispend sila ng like local expenses, bahay, lahat ng living expenses nila. But then, mostly na mga like for us, we were provided accommodation, then meron kaming baga. So ang nangyari, nagkaroon sila ng mga complaints sa manpower ministry ng Singapore, or suggestions, we can say complain, na bawasan yung mga ano foreign workers. So, nakikita namin yung mga ibang kakilala namin, although nire-renew sila ng company nila, hindi na nare-renew yung ano nila, yung visa nila through the government. So, nag-usap kami ni Bell, na sabi ko, like, wag na natin hintayin na dumating sa point na hindi tayo ready. We need to find way na makalipat in a country na more stable for long term, and then kumbaga like greener pastures. Kasi although ang ganda sa Singapore eh, like metropolitan, everything CBD, but then at the end of the day, if you're a foreigner, na foreign worker, nakasalalay lagi sa work mo yung buhay mo eh, you know, like compared sa here, pag nag-PR ka, bahala kang kung gusto mong limang trabaho, gusto mong wag magtrabaho, up to you. But then, in countries na talagang under contract ka lang, nakasalalay sa employer or sa job mo yung ano mo, visa mo. So, hindi ka pwedeng, alam yun, like talagang lagi kang sunod-sunod sa employer mo. Ganun.
As we all know, in Filipino culture, family is important. That is why they pick Australia as their new home.
Went down to two choices, eh, Canada or Australia. But then, kasi wife ko and I, like, closely knitted sa family talaga. Napakalayo ng ano eh. I mean, geographically, madali lang mag-travel. But then, mahirap umuwi kung US, Canada. So we thought, why not Australia? Mas malapit. And then, although ang ano niya nga, ang downside, talagang wala kaming kakilala. Like, everything is new to us. Everything was new to us. Hindi yung tipong pagdating mo dito, may naghihintay na sa airport na mag-guide sa'yo, magdadala sa'yo sa titiran mo. As in nothing. Wala talaga. So, nakuha namin yung visa namin prior to coming. Online lang lahat. Bahay. Inalam namin yung mga public transport. Like, kumbaga, research for a few months. Tsaka ang ano kasi, minsan, nakikita mo online, hindi siya nagre-reflect ng totoong ano, actual eh, di ba? Like, ano yung nakikitang parang easy lang, parang ano, pero once na dumating ka dito, that's when you get to face the reality na iba ang Australia. Napakaraming magandang bagay, but then napakarami din na kailangan mo ng lakas ng loob at tibay. Yeah.
In 2013, they embarked on a journey to unknown, a new life in Australia, with no relatives, no friends, and no clear glimpse of what the future will bring.
Because under contract lang kami sa Singapore, hindi mo ma-feel yung ano eh, yung parang taga dito ka or taga doon ka, yung tipong but at the end of the day, yung pinaka big difference talaga is napakamahal talaga ng cost of living dito sa Australia. I could say na mahal yung accommodation in Singapore, but then during that time, kasi nung dumating kami, malaki pa yung 2013, mas malaki pa yung pera natin dito sa Australia compared sa SGD eh. Kung iaano mo sa peso, mas mataas ang conversion ng AUD by then. So, mataas yung money but din napakamahal ng gastusin. Like, In Singapore, makakain kayo $1 meal, $3. That includes, you know, ulam, rice, even drinks. Kasi may mga hawker center doon, di ba? Like, sa mga tinitira mo sa Singapore, mga yung mga parang condo or apartment, sa baba usually na may mga hawker center where lahat sila kumakain, parang food court. Dito sa Australia, yung $3 mo, kulang pa sa ano yun, sa steam rice. Hindi siya kakasya. Kumbaga, doon ang pinakamalaking culture shock sa amin, napakamahal. Napakamahal ng food, napakamahal ng accommodation, and also, kasi ako, before Singapore, nag-work din ako sa Dubai, nag-work na rin ako sa Macau, and in Singapore. Dito ko lang talaga naranasan na yung pay ng rent is weekly. Talagang, kung wala kang trabaho, kung wala kang income, madidrain ka talaga financially. Yeah.
They became a permanent resident in 2015, acquired citizenship in 2018, and are now living in their own home with 3-year-old daughter in Southwest Sydney and a second baby. Living in a foreign land as Filipino is not easy, and you have to plan along the way, say Barry.
Actually, ngayon kasi ang dami ng ways na ano eh, kumbaga para makatulong sa kanila prior to coming. So, una talaga is research. Kailangan talaga i-research yung mabuti and magplano kayo mabuti. Hindi to yung tipong ano wala suntok sa buwan or kumbaga bahala na, hindi. Kailangan, kasi hindi lang naman ito yung ano eh, yung choice na pwedeng ma-migrate na bansa. There's New Zealand, there's Canada, there's Australia. But then, kung Australia yung kumbaga napupusuan nila, kailangan bago kayo dumating dito, talagang planuhin yung mabuti. Like, ang ano kasi natin mga Pilipino, gusto natin minsan, lagi magkasama. Diba? Kunwari, yung ibang may mga kids. Ano nyo muna? Kumbaga, sacrifice muna tayo. Tayo muna, kumbaga, kung ikaw muna may trabaho or ikaw muna may opportunity, ikaw muna, yung daddy muna. Tapos kasunod nun, pag medyo na-settle ng konti, sunod si wife. Tapos sa kayo mga bata. Kumbaga, although hindi ko dini-discourage yung kung yung gusto nila, but then, ang sinasabi ko is napakahirap kung hindi mo planado yung ano mo rito, magiging steps mo or magiging goal mo or ways mo para ma-achieve yung goal mo. So, online, merong may mga group ngayon eh na pwede kang humingi ng advice. Di ba? May mga migration group sa Facebook. Merong mga parang at marami ding mga trustworthy na mga ano mga agent, migration agent na talagang tutulungan ka para kumbaga mabigyan ka ng magkaroon ka ng informed decision para pumunta dito. But then at the end of the day, ang advice ko talaga is planuhin yung mabuti. Kasi una, napakamahal. It's gonna cost you a lot of money. Like for example, student visa, kung start tayo sa pinaka parang common na way na pagpunta dito, ano yan, million ang mga gastos nyo dyan. So, kumbaga, up to the minor details, little details, kailangan, ano nyo, research nyo, planado nyo, kung magkano yung kailangan yung budget, magkano lang yung kaya nyo dalhin, gano'n.
As their journey continues in Australia as Filipino, they created a YouTube channel named Barbell Ever After to give information to other Filipinos out there. In our culture, we love to help each other and we call it Bayanihan, just like what is happening in the Philippines right now, the community pantry. Barry and Herbel share their blessing in the Philippines. Love, Chicken Joy.
Necessity is the mother of invention. Parang miss na talaga namin ang Jollibee sa totoo. I know you do as well. Kasi before the pandemic, every 6 or 8 months umuwi kami ng Pilipinas to spend time with family. So ano yan, every uwi, Jollibee na Jollibee talaga number one yan. Kahit kumbaga, hindi nga sa Pilipinas eh. Minsan pag nag-America, Jollibee hahanapin. Tapos pag umuwi kami ng Pilipinas, sinasabi ng mga kasi namin, huwag na tayo sumama sa mga yan kasi mag-yaya, Jollibee lang naman lagi. Gusto nila pan-dining pero kami Jollibee. So one day, few months ago, nag-try ako mag-order online kasi miss na miss ko na kayo Jollibee. So pinadalan ko yung ano ko, yung lola ko, pinadalan ko yung mom ni Belle. Nasabi ko, kailan kaya tayo makakapag-Jollibee, makakapag-Chicken Joy? Talagang hindi, I don't think this in the next few years eh, kasi sobrang ano nga tayo, lockdown tayo. So I said, why not mamigay kaya tayo sa mga friends natin, sa mga followers natin. Baga, until that time na tayo makapag-Jollibee, try natin sila na lang kaya muna mapasaya. Kasi I know ako talaga, pag nakapag-Jollibee kami, happy talaga, joy. Kumbaga, so why not for now, since we can't do it, we share it to others. So yun, nagsimula kami yung mga parang small little contest, little raffle, tapos yung mga ibang friends namin, nakikita nila kasi, usually mostly mga Australians, sabi nila, uy, do you want me to help? How much, kumbaga, can we share para magtuloy-tuloy ang ano nyo, yung pamimigay nyo ng food sa mga family in Philippines? Sabi ko, sige, just tell, if I find it, I'll tell you. So, yun. Once a week, nagkakano kami ng mga raffle, and then, yung mga nakakasubaybay sa page namin, sumasali sila. Tapos, meron na kami mga nabigyan ng Chicken Joy. And, Mike, talagang ano, kasi hindi ko naman lahat pinupost yung mga video kasi kumbaga out of respect. But then, makikita mo talaga, napakahirap talaga ng buhay ng ibang mga kababayan natin sa Pilipinas na this little, kumbaga isang meal lang to, napakalaking bagay sa kanila. And even though masaya ako, sometimes masakit sa dibdib na kumbaga sabi nila, simula ng pandemic, di na po kami makakain ng mga ganitong pagkain or first time. Yung mga ganong bagay na kumbaga, sometimes we take it for granted tayong mga medyo nakaalis ng Pilipinas, may mga trabaho, kumbaga okay naman. We take these things for granted na sometimes naisip natin napakahirap, pandemic, lockdown, pero yung iba nating kababayan, they're getting it really harder than us. They're struggling. So, hopefully, matuloy-tuloy namin to na in a way na it doesn't change their situation. Hindi yan makapagpayaman sa kanila. But in that single moment, in that single meal, magkakasama sila at happy sila. Kasi minsan nakikita ko, 8 members ng family, share nila yung pagkain. But then, masaya pa sila kaysa sa iba sa atin. Yung mga ganong bagay. Which is nakakatuwa.
This podcast is written and hosted by me, Miko Santos. Produced by Kangaroo Firm Media Lab, Australia's independent podcast management service. Researched by Yvonne Santos. Edited and mixed by Jaime Bada. Sound design by Ivan Santos. Our podcast producer, Jamie Lopez. Podcast project coordinator, Renee Bernales. Voiceover artist, Kiko Malikdem. Music and sound effect by AudioHero.com. Thank you to our special guest, Barry Duremdes. Once again, thank you so much for carving out the time to hear what was shared on today's podcast. Don't forget, there's a free podcast course waiting for you over at podfiesta.org. Also, if you found helpful, then please share it with someone else. Just simply share with them the link or post it on their Facebook wall and say, check this out. It will make my entire month awesome. Also, be sure to subscribe if you haven't already so every podcast gets sent straight to you and you don't have to go searching for it. This is Filipinotastic and I'm Miko Santos. See you in 2 weeks' time.